Hi, good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I'm Jag Raman. I'm a software engineer at Oracle. Just to give you a quick background about myself, I used to work in the QEMU KVM project previously, and then I switched to working on an open source measured boot project called Trench Boot until last year, and I was here last year to present about that. And recently I've been focusing my attention on remote attestation in the cloud. So just a quick hello from our legal department. And these are my co-workers who couldn't be here, unfortunately. So my plan for today is to explain what Oracle is doing in the remote attestation space. So what is the problem? So like Sal Kimmich mentioned yesterday, a confidential computing solution should have four aspects. It should have confidentiality, it should have integrity, it should have the ability to perform remote attestation, and it should be rooted in a hardware root of trust. So our current offering has some confidential shapes based on AMD SED, but we do not have the SevSMP support yet, and we do not have support for remote attestation. And so we're planning to add those to complete the entire confidential computing solution for our customers. So in today's presentation, I'll quickly go over the solution we chose for our customers, quickly touch upon our design, and also the various data formats, like the endorsements, evidence, and results format, and why they are important, what Oracle's contribution has been in the last year, and where we plan to be in the future. So there are various proprietary and open source solutions, and I want to explain why we chose Verizon for our customers. Firstly, Verizon comes with all the components necessary to build an attestation solution. It has a server and a suite of tools to interact with the server and manipulate the tokens and various other data. It is IETF RATS compliant, which is important because we do not want to create our own proprietary solution and fragment the problem space. It is scalable in the sense that we can easily add support for newer and emerging hardware and software technologies and attestation protocols. It is interoperable, meaning if you can integrate this project with any other project that is compliant with the RAD specification, which is very important for our customers because it allows the customers to choose anyone in the market. For example, they can choose any key broker service based on their business needs who just conform with RAD's specification. And lastly, and most importantly, it's open source, so it benefits from the community collaboration, and personally I've seen a lot of brilliant and passionate people working on this project. Here's a simplified design or block diagram of our design. Since it's based on the RATS architecture, there are four primary components. There is a server, there's an admin who provisions reference values to it. There is a relying party, which is trying to figure out if I can trust a TEE. In this, I want to mention two significant points. First is the TEE is made of composite attesters. It is not homogeneous. So we have to have a way to collect evidence from all these attesters and present it as an attestation token. And that's where our recent effort on a project called RATS-D comes into play. I also want to quickly touch upon what how Verizon provides its solution. It primarily consists of two front-facing services called the provisioning and verification service. The provisioning service implements KeepCloak, which is a way to authenticate the admin to make sure that I'm receiving endorsements from someone I trust, and it supports OAuth2 and OpenID Connect tokens. The verification service is a scalable service where you can it currently has support for PSA and CCA schemes, and we collaborated with the Verizon folks to add support for the Serve SMB scheme. And the important question here is, hey, you guys are cloud providers. Why do you care about a verification service? Because you are not supposed to trust the cloud provider. And the answer to it is that's correct. We do not host a verification service. Rather, our goal is to enable our customers